fund the government, reopen it, and I urge my colleagues to oppose this resolution.
The gentlewoman's time has expired.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I got to tell you, this is remarkable. I hear a passionate speech from the gentlelady from Connecticut, and I hear my friends across the aisle applauding. We're here to provide funding for 9 million women and children.
Will the gentleman yield?
Help me now, Lord, I will not.
I didn't think so.
Because we're here to provide funding
for
people who are in need of help and aid. And when we're here to do the work of the people, that you applaud and say, no, I don't want that money to go to them, that's wrong.
It was wrong to vote against them several months ago.
We may not agree on a lot of things, but there are things that we agree on, and this is one of them. And to applaud and say that we don't want to provide this funding for women and children, I have 6 kids of my own. There are people in need in my community, and for my friends to say no to that, and applaud a speech saying do not vote to help our women and children in America, that's wrong. Listen, we have a shutdown right now. Why? Everyone in this chamber is in Obamacare. In America, we are in Obamacare. All we've asked for is that Barack Obama and the administration join America in this institution in Obamacare. That's what we've asked for. And we know that big business and the lobbyists came to Washington, D.C., and they said, give us a 1-year exemption from the tax. Give us an exemption. And Mr. President, he said, okay, big business, I'll give it to you. All we said is, Mr. President, treat the individuals in America the same way you're treating big business. Equality, fairness. If it's good for the American people, if it's good for this institution, it is good for Mr. Carney and Mr. President Barack Obama and their administration. Let's all join this together. Let's hold hands. Let's all join Obamacare. But let's not treat one group of people differently than the rest of us. Join us, Mr. President. Let's open up this government. Let's bring the president in. And let's treat the individuals the same as the American people. I yield back. You're here.